Last month, Washoe County Commissioners temporarily refused to certify an election recount. As KUNR's Bert Johnson reports, that episode was the result of almost 4 years of election denialism.
On a recent afternoon, George Guthrie with the Washoe County Registrar of Voters office was showing off some new equipment.
We've got a new ballot machine here. As you can see, it's quite large.
The office is also getting 4 more ballot scanning machines, and in mid-August, they'll be switching to a new voter registration system.
It's going to help us manage our voter rolls.
Guthrie says the update should help the general election run smoothly. If he's right, it'll be a nice change of pace. In early July, Republican county commissioners put Washoe County in the national spotlight when they refused to certify a recount of the primary election. They'd already certified the primary itself, but for the recount, they said a series of errors made them question the outcome.
So I'll make a motion to not certify the canvas of the vote for the recount as presented.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Election officials and national experts say the blame for those errors ultimately lies with the election deniers who've been harassing, and in some cases threatening, public employees. That's led to resignations and a loss of institutional knowledge around the country, which all but guarantees some things will slip through the cracks.
It was like trying to control a freight train on expired tracks. Because the previous ROV had left, I was basically trying to do 3 jobs.
Carrie Ann Burgess is Washoe County's Interim Registrar of Voters, or ROV. She got the job as a battlefield promotion after her predecessor resigned in January. That left the office short-staffed, she says, which led to mistakes. Those include a precinct that received ballots for the wrong city council races, residents who got mail ballots even though they opted out, and candidates who were left off sample ballots.
But that was because we didn't have a second set of eyes to look at those. Now we do.
Burgess is the county's third registrar of voters since 2022, and the bleeding hasn't stopped there. Among all the staff currently at the registrar's office, just one person was there for the 2020 election. Since then, election officials in more than half of Nevada's counties have resigned. Burgess says that's because it's much harder to work in elections now than when she first started.
There's days that I go home and I just cry.
Gauri Ramachandran says this is just one episode in a national trend, one that's accelerating as election day draws near.
You see a lot of the same types of accusations being made, the same excuses being made for, you know, why not certify.
Ramachandran directs the Elections and Government Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. She says elections offices around the country are struggling with intense harassment from election deniers. And officials who support that movement are using the errors that follow as ammunition. But Ramachandran says no matter what, local leaders have to certify election results.
There's, you know, nothing that says if you don't like the outcome, you can delay or anything like that, right? It's an obligation. It's something they have to do.
A week after the first vote, 2 of the Republicans who'd initially refused to certify the recount reversed course. The election recount was certified, but not before the Nevada Secretary of State sued the county. Carrie Dermick with All Voting is Local says this was a first for Nevada, but she also believes that decision could lead to positive change.
The good news is we are going to get a court ruling about what happens if a county in Nevada does not certify an election. And so I think that's really important here that we'll have legal framework going into November.
Back at the Registrar of Voters office, Burgess displays copies of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. They remind her, she says, of the sacrifices people have made while defending American democracy. And that inspires her to carry on, in spite of harassment from residents and doubt from elected officials.
If I do not take up my civic responsibility, it's like stepping on them, and I am not okay with that.
And Burgess says when the general election arrives this fall, her team will be ready. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.